Welcome to The Secrets of Success. By following the proven techniques of the guests who appear on this series, you'll learn that even successful people run into detours and failures, and how you can apply their success techniques to change your life.
You're now listening to the most unique show on radio, the show dedicated to making you a success. Looking for a miracle? Then listen to the advice of our guest, Susan Chomsky, author of Miracle Prayer. Susan, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Bill.
Susan, what is the difference between prayer and an affirmation?
The reality is that everything we think, everything we say, and everything we do is a prayer or an affirmation, which is basically the same thing. And that is that we are creating our destiny moment by moment with every thought, every word, and every deed. So I truly believe that we have free will, and that whatever it is that we think, say, and do does manifest in our life and creates our destiny, our future.
And we're responsible for that.
Exactly. I believe that we're 100% responsible for our lives because, as Lord Buddha said in the very first chapter, the first verse of the first chapter of the Dhammapada, he tells us that all that we are is the result of what we have thought, which is kind of, it's really a stunning statement when you think about it, Bill. All that we are is the result of what we have thought. And then he goes on to say in the next verses, he says, if a person speaks or acts with a pure thought, then happiness follows him or her. And if a person speaks or acts with an impure thought, then unhappiness follows him or her. So he was one of the ancients, and there are many ancients. Ancient wisdom tells us that we're creating our destiny moment by moment through our thoughts.
Now, Susan, I know from looking at your book, you were actually a student of the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, and people my age remember that he was always associated with the Beatles years ago. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I recently wrote a memoir about that. And Maharishi was my guru, and he was also the guru of the Beatles and the guru of Deepak Chopra. And he was the founder of Transcendental Meditation. When he came to America in 1959, there was no mantra, there was no yoga, there was no meditation. These words, these terms did not exist in the West. We just didn't know anything about them. Within 10 years, Maharishi made these terms into household words. And the Beatles really helped him to do that, because once the Beatles became his disciples, Transcendental Meditation became, you know, the cool thing to do, the next big thing.
If the Beatles do it, we have to do
huge.
It, right?
Exactly. It became so huge. Maharishi was on Merv Griffin's show. He was on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson many, many times. And he was on the cover of every major magazine, Life, Look, Time, Saturday Evening Post, and so on. So he was huge. And you know, if you're old enough to remember, you know who he is.
Yes, and he was universally respected for his beliefs and his training, and you must have had just that experience having him as a mentor must have been very interesting. Now, you mentioned before you wrote your first book, you were actually getting ready to go on a publicity tour, I believe, and you had a very serious accident, broke your leg, and, you know, et cetera. But through your strong beliefs, you were able to go on that tour. And even though basically as you went on the tour, if I remember correctly, it was like, where is the money going to come from to pay for this tour? Somehow it appeared. Am I correct?
Exactly. And it was really faith in following my inner voice, faith in following my intuition or the still small voice within, and trusting that with complete faith and trust and just doing what the inner voice tells me to do. And for the past 30 years, that's really basically how I've been living, is just on blind faith, listening to that inner voice and trusting the inner guidance that I receive.
Now, do you think because you're a spiritual person, maybe your inner voice is a little more attuned to the outside world than most of us. You know, we often run on automatic. We probably couldn't tell you how we get to the office, but we get in our car and we drive up the street, make a right turn and go 6 miles and make a left turn and then make a U-turn and go back. You know, all the usual things that people do. But are you more in tune than most because of this spiritualism and because of your belief in you know, the power of success and affirmations?
You know, everyone has that potential within them. We all have intuition. There's no one that doesn't. For example, if you walk into someone's home, you can just have a sense of what it feels like in that home. Does it feel chaotic? Does it feel like a loving home? Does it have a good vibe? Does it have a bad vibe? If you go to a party and there's a bunch of people there and you meet a person for the first time, you have a sense, is this person uptight? Is this person angry? Is this person peaceful and calm? Is this person loving? So we all have this kind of sixth sense. We all have gut feelings about things. Some of us have actually taken the time to develop these consciously, but everybody is really intuitive, Bill. All they have to do is just pay attention to the fact that they are intuitive and perhaps listen to the promptings of their heart. Listen to what really makes them happy and follow that direction. Listen to advice from their higher self, shall we say, from that inner voice, which is their true self, and trust in that and listen to that and actually follow it, actually do what you're guided to do.
I guess we're also moving so quickly, we don't take the time to do that, but it's really inside of us. And if we follow your book, we can learn how to do it.
Well, actually, yeah, I've written several books on that subject of listening to the still small voice within. And it's really in my life, it's my central way of life. It's the way that I live. I trust what I'm guided to do because I know it's for my highest good. But I'm certainly not perfect at it. I make a lot of mistakes.
Well, you do it pretty well because I've read your book and a lot of good ideas. Susan, using that as a for break for a second, we'd like our audience to know that our guest today is Susan Shumsky, S-H-U-M-S-K-Y. Her book is Miracle Prayer. And Susan, can you tell us where the book is available and if there's a website where we can learn more?
Well, my website is drsusan.org. That's drsusan.org. And you can purchase Miracle Prayer and any of my other books, including Maharishi and Me, which is my memoir, my latest book. You can purchase any of those at Amazon or local bookstore, anywhere that you want to buy a book, you can buy my book.
And when you say Dr. Susan, a lot of us write for a doctor, DR. So is that DR or is that DOCTOR?
Either one will work. I have both domains.
Okay.
DrSusan.org.
You make it easy for us. Now,
exactly.
Susan, you say you can perceive life in one of two ways. Can you tell us about our options there, how we can look at our lives?
Well, yes, we can perceive our life as though it's being done to us. In other words, we are victims. Or we can perceive our life that we're creating it ourselves. In other words, we are volunteers. So we either perceive that life is happening to us, or that we are happening to life, or that we are creating life moment by moment.
Now,
No,
go ahead. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
In my opinion, I believe that we are creating our lives moment by moment, just as Lord Buddha said, just as Jesus said, just as all the great saints and sages and holy people and also very intelligent philosophers and so on, such as Emerson and many others, that tell us that we're creating our own destiny moment by moment.
Now, so you said to us either we're in charge or life is basically done to you. Now, when you speak to groups or talk to, you know, a number of live people who are right in front of you as opposed to a radio audience, when you ask who's in charge of your life, what are the answers you get back? Is it interesting? Do they all go one way or is it 50-50?
I think because of the fact that the audiences I speak to are audiences that are very progressive, they're more like New Thought or New Age type audiences. Because of that, they all say, oh, I'm in charge. Even if they don't really believe it, they say it.
But I guess that's a good question for all of us to ask ourselves and really look at our lives. Are we directing the path we're going? Like if we go on vacation, if we want to go south, well, we better at least have the directional on or a compass or something, even if we're not going the perfect direction to go south. If we want to go north, of course, we do that. We're the ones who have to take the lead in doing it. And if not, it's either a boss or a spouse or a child or a parent or somebody or something in the neighborhood or, you know, wherever we are, that's directing us. If we're in the military, it's the higher officers in the military. But really, it's our life. It's our destiny. It's up to us. Is that the message?
Yes, absolutely. Take charge of your life, you know, take the reins of your carriage of life and drive where you want to go. It's really that simple. And I know that all of us face a lot of struggles. We face a lot of blockages on our pathway. We face a lot of pitfalls on that road as we're attempting to drive that carriage. But the reality is that if we persist, if we are motivated, if we take action, if we make goals, if we make decisions and stick to those decisions, then we can really create miracles. We can create anything. It's a really all it is a matter of making a choice.
Now,
You'll notice that everything in your life is about making choices.
Susan, what about someone who comes to you and says, oh, Susan, that sounds great, but, you know, I have some bad habits that I've started my life off with, whether it's drugs, drinking, smoking, they're overweight, maybe they don't do the amount of exercise or take care of themselves as physicians would tell us to do. How can we overcome past habits to create this life that you're envisioning and that we would really like to have?
Well, first of all, I think the first thing would be to recognize that you have a habit that you want to change. In other words, not to just go on automatic pilot and continue with your habit without really acknowledging it, without fessing up to it. So the first step is to realize I have a problem, whether that's with drugs or whether that's laziness or whatever it happens to be. You know, just acknowledge that you have that problem and then make a plan to overcome it. Now, there are some tools that you can use to help you overcome it. Certainly, things like meditation are very powerful to help you to overcome bad habits. Also, affirmation, in other words, saying positive statements. And when you notice in your mind that you're thinking negative thoughts or that you're saying negative things, stop, forgive yourself for that. Just say, either in your mind, you know, you can think this or you can even say it out loud. Just say, I forgive myself for thinking that. I forgive myself for saying that. That's not the truth. The truth is such and such. So you just acknowledge that you've had this negative belief, this negative thought, this negative habit, whatever it is, and then just decide to change it in that moment. Now, it may take time for your actions to actually catch up to your thinking. In other words, you want to change, but maybe you're not really ready to change yet.
But it all starts with acknowledgement, correct?
Absolutely. And then forgiveness. Forgive yourself. And then move on to the positive way you want to live.
And Susan, as we tell our audience every week, if you want to achieve success and follow what our wonderful guests on the show are talking about, you have to take some action. It's not just listening. It's great to put these thoughts in your mind. That's the first step. You're hearing people like Susan talk about it and telling you how we can do it. But you have to take that action step if you want to break the habit of smoking or drinking or drug dependency or whatever it might be. Take some steps and start to find out. Your body actually feels good. Mentally, you feel good about it. We're going to find out more about miracle prayer, but at this point in the show, we like to remind our listeners that you're listening to The Secrets of Success. My name is Bill Horan. This show is produced at the Voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Listen, as a hiring manager, I've got to tell you, the best job candidate isn't always the typical candidate. Sometimes they're a grad of life.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Sometimes the best candidates aren't the ones you're used to.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. But he's a part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. No time for tired. Nothing can disable this love. He needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Secrets of Success. I'm your host, Bill Horan, and today we're speaking with Susan Shumsky, author of Miracle Prayer. Susan, you suggest in your book that we should ask ourselves, what would we do if we had unlimited resources? And we should write this down. Why should we do that?
I call this the unlimited thinking exercise. It's a great exercise for everyone to do, for all of you to do. So what you just do is you just take a piece of paper and you just let your imagination go run wild. You just write down on this piece of paper what you would do if you had unlimited money, unlimited time, unlimited courage, unlimited health, unlimited wealth, unlimited helpers. If there was nothing standing in your way, in other words, what would you do day by day? Don't write down how you would spend your money or what toys you would buy. Write down what you would do every day when you get out of bed, what your days would be like, what you would focus on.
What does that tell us? How does that help us?
Okay, so once you've written all this, you're going to be startled when you read it back and you realize that these are truly your true heart's desires. The things you've written are the things that you really want to achieve in this lifetime, but you think you can't. In other words, there's all kinds of excuses and blockages and beliefs and habits and just downright BS, meaning belief systems, that okay. are preventing you from actually achieving what's on this piece of paper. If you would just take one of the things that's on this piece of paper and start to take some baby steps in that direction, you'll find that your life is going to change in a really positive way, and you'll begin to really fulfill your desires and fulfill your destiny. It's a very, very powerful document.
Susan, to what you say, and I'm not saying this just to support you, but I've always found, and I find it 4 or 5 times a week now, if I start the day taking baby steps towards some goal, even if it's things I don't want to do, or sometimes it's just an accumulation of paperwork, just starting the baby steps, things start going very quickly, and it's almost like rolling a ball down a hill. It starts out slowly, but it picks up some momentum, and before you know it, it's zooming down the hill. And I started that this morning, and what I thought was going to take hours took about 20 minutes. I got several things accomplished, and it was just one example, and I was thinking of it in light of your book, how once you get those things going, it surprises you. You think it'll take forever. It won't work. The person won't answer the phone. They won't agree with you. But it does work, and it works out. Now, something else you say, and I think having you say it as an expert is important. You mentioned that everyone who takes a risk, whatever that might be, I guess, going to school, trying a new career, changing jobs in the career you're in, we're always afraid at first, correct?
Absolutely. People think that, you know, famous people, movie stars, politicians, all these people, that they're so courageous, you know, or war heroes, for example, that they're all just so courageous and so amazing, and we're not like that. We have all kinds of fear and trepidations. We have all kinds of negative thoughts and ideas about ourselves that are holding us back. The truth is everybody has these challenges. No matter where they start, they're all starting from, you know, point zero. They're starting at zero. And then they have to just take a little baby step and go in the direction. In other words, feel the fear, but do it anyway. Even if you're terrified, if you know that it's the direction that's wise for you to go in, just leap before you look. Just take the leap of faith and know that you will be supported by Almighty Nature if you're willing to simply take some steps in the direction. Just as Bill said, you know, get up in the morning and just make a goal and then just start the little baby steps in that direction, and you'll be amazed at how far you can travel. So I would just recommend everyone to realize that you're not the only one who's terrified. You're not the only one who's afraid. We all are. But some of us are just willing to take that leap anyway. We're just willing to try it anyway, even if we're scared. Just do it anyway.
Now, Susan, one of the things I'd like our audience to know, if they're hearing this and they're saying, I want to know more about it or get hold of the book, Susan's book, and our guest is Susan Shumsky, spelled S-H-U-M-S-K-Y. Her book is Miracle Prayer, and you hear some of her ideas and what she's saying today. You can put this into your life and start making changes as quick as tomorrow. She's going to tell you where we can get the book and the website.
Okay, so the best place to get any book, any of my books, is on Amazon.com because it's least expensive and you can get it really quickly. So I just tell people, go to Amazon. But you can also go on my website, which is drsusan.org, drsusan.org, and the books, my books are available there as well.
And if you're tired of your life as it is, and that's why you're listening to our show, The Secrets of Success, do yourself a favor. You have to take that first step. Get hold of the book. If you don't want to buy it, go to a library. Get an audio version if you don't want to read it. But find out the topics. Replay the show. Hear what Susan is saying and give it some thought. Try some of the exercises she speaks about. Now, Susan, in your book, you talk about the conscious and the subconscious mind, and that really has a big role in our lives. Can you tell us about it?
It has a huge role in our lives because we may consciously want something. We might want to achieve something. For example, maybe we're looking for a partner to get married, and yet our subconscious mind, which is basically made up of our beliefs, habits, conditioning, ideas, what we've been brainwashed to believe from our families, from our peers, from society, from the media. We're just bombarded with all kinds of messages all the time telling us what we're supposed to believe. And if we buy into these beliefs, if we buy into our own past fears and our own past problems and dwell on our own blockages from the past and that sort of thing, then it's very difficult for us to make changes in our life. In other words, we're just stuck in the past, so to speak. So consciously, we may want something, but subconsciously, we're creating something else. Because what is ruling the roost is not the conscious mind, it's the subconscious mind that is creating our destiny and our reality. So our subconscious mind is what we really believe, and our conscious mind is what we wish we believed.
And Susan, I was just going to say, I spent my career as an attorney, and I saw this so many times with people, it was almost shocking. An attorney could be arguing for something for an hour, and yet if you listen closely, he or she would give away that they really didn't want that. And it might sound funny, they didn't expect to win the case or they didn't expect to achieve what they want. And you say, wait, that doesn't make sense, et cetera. But honestly, I could pick that up from them. You could pick it up from their body language, even a few subtle words. If you listen closely, the subconscious mind was coming out and saying, we're saying one thing, but that's not really what we think we're going to achieve. We're not good enough to get $1 million, so we'll just take $600,000 or $400,000, or, you know, some other number. So, no,
exactly.
I'm just backing up what you're saying and affirming it. We see that all the time in the world. And basically, and you say this in your book, we actually subconsciously request rewards or punishment.
Exactly.
And that seems amazing.
We have the need for punishment, and we have the need for reward. And it's all based upon past experiences and past patterns that we have bought into and that we've created through our own, what I call mental laws that we've created for our life by which we operate. And if great success doesn't fit into those mental laws, then we're not creating the great success. So we have to change those laws. We have to change our beliefs in our subconscious mind so that we can achieve what our true heart's desires are.
I actually just had a very good trial attorney call me this morning, and she was about to go into court, and she said, you know, I'm nervous today. I said, well, if you're nervous, think of your opponent. He's up against you. And I happen to know she's an excellent attorney. But even though being experienced and an excellent attorney and an expert on what she's doing, she was nervous. We're all nervous. Mm-hmm. She's going out and doing something, and she needed that. And in fact, having prepared for this show, I said to her, what you need is a few affirmations. So I sent her about 6 affirmations on a text, and I said, just say these a few times. And I know in her heart, she was probably laughing at me, but I said, it really does work. So here we have an attorney who's handling a trial who is doing this. So for the average person who's listening to this at home, don't be ashamed to try a few affirmations. If they work, if some of the ideas you're getting from Susan throughout the show, in her book, Miracle Prayer, they do work. People do use them. And I know experts who have told me, and we've had 1,500 of them on over the years, before they do a presentation, they actually stand in the restroom and they do the affirmations, and they want to overcome that background that might say, I can't do this. I'm not a great speaker. I'm afraid to speak. And yet then they'll go out and talk to hundreds or thousands of people.
Exactly. If you'd like, I could teach an affirmation right now that can be very helpful.
If you can do it in 10 seconds, because we're just about running out of our time. Can you do it in 10 to 15 seconds?
I am in control. I am the only authority in my life. I am divinely protected by the light of my being. I close off my aura and body of light to the lower astral levels of mind, and I open to the spiritual world. And so it is.
And you did. You made it in 15 seconds. Susan, we want to thank you so much. Once again, please tell our audience before we wrap up, the book is Miracle Prayer. It's by our guest, Susan Shumsky, Shumsky. Would you give us the website and where we can get it?
DrSusan.org is the website, and Amazon.com is a great place to purchase the book, Miracle Prayer.
Thanks so much, Susan. Thanks for being with us and giving us such good advice. We'd like to let our audience know that you've been listening to The Secrets of Success on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC. I'm your host, Bill Horan, asking you to please join us again next week at this same time when we will continue our journey to success.